Hello?
Hello?
Hi, good afternoon, ma'am. My name is Ernie. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. You have a few minutes to help me out with the survey, ma'am? This is very important.
Probably.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, or internet, or a television station?
No.
No, okay, thank you. Now, just to be sure that we all represent everybody, may I please ask your race, your ethnicity? Are you white, African-American, black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed, including black or African-American, or mixed race?
Black.
Black, thank you so much, ma'am. Now, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you say you will definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50? I'm sorry?
I will. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, just to make sure, is your age 89?
I don't care if he's my age.
I'm sorry?
No, I really don't care if people...
No, I completely understand. Just the ballpark. We really don't want to know exactly your age, but just to make sure that you're, because we're filtering people who we speak with. It's nothing personal, ma'am. But just to make sure, is your age between 89 and 90 and stuff like that? We don't have to know
exactly. I'm in the 80s.
80? Okay.
I'm in the 80s.
Thank you so much. Now, and please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential congressional election in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers between 0 and 10. How will you scale that?
I'm going to put it as a 1.
A 1. Okay, no problem. Give me one sec. Here we go. Okay, generally speaking, how closely would you say that you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Will you say you've been following very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not closely at all?
Closely.
Would that be very or just somewhat?
Very.
Very, okay, thank you so much. Now, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And are you a strong Democrat or not so strong?
Strong.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is heading in?
Dissatisfied,
thank you. Now, when you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? The Federal Reserve in raising interest rates, Republicans in Congress, big business and corporate pricing, gouging and greed, the Biden administration and their policies, or COVID pandemic?
Gouging.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress to focus on. You use 10 as it is the most important, 5 is a somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't all important at all. You can use any numbers between 0 and 10, okay?
10.
Okay, the first one will be protection, abortion, and reproductive rights. How would you scale that from 0 to 10? How important it is to you?
10.
A 10, okay, thank you. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods. How would you scale that?
10.
A 10, okay. Reducing gun violence.
10.
Fighting back against the rise of white nationalism.
10.
Okay. Reforming the criminal justice system to hold police more accountable by providing oversight from the Department of Justice. How will you scale that from 0 to 10?
I'm going to say an 8.
An 8, okay. And the last one will be creating a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants.
I'd say a 9.
A 9, okay. Thank you so much. And thank you for staying on the phone with me. This means a lot to me, ma'am. Switching gears a little bit, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Disapprove.
And would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat, okay. Now, and do you approve or disapprove of the way the Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling their job?
I really don't know. I hadn't thought about that, really.
Okay.
So I'm going to say 9.
Okay, give me 1 second. So would that be somewhat approved or strongly approved?
Somewhat approved.
Somewhat approved. Okay. Now, I would like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, organization, just say so we can go to the next one, okay?
Okay.
First one is going to be Joe Biden. How would you scale him from 0 to 100? I'm sorry?
That's really tough. That's really tough.
Okay. What number would you put him?
I would say a 50.
A 50, okay. And what about the U.S. Supreme Court?
I say 50 for them.
50, okay. Kamala Harris.
I'm going to say 80 for her.
80, okay. Mm-hmm. And Donald Trump.
I don't want to think about that name.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what number would you put him from 0 to 100?
0.
A 0, okay. And Mitch McConnell.
0.
A 0, okay. The Democratic Party.
A 50.
A 50. Black Lives Matter.
Put that 100.
100, okay. And the last one will be Cardinal West. Cornell West, I'm sorry.
A 50.
A 50, thank you so much. Okay, I know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornell West, Republican Donald Trump, and the Democrat Joe Biden, who would you vote for, Cornell West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden? Or if you're undecided, you can say so.
Undecided.
Undecided, okay. Now, and if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, who would you vote for, Joe Biden or Trump?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, thank you. Now, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. Now, how worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not at all?
I'm worried.
Would that be very or just somewhat, ma'am?
Very.
Very, thank you so much. Now, I would like to read you what some others have said that they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African community right now? The first one, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, books bans that threaten to erase our history, stagnant wages and rising costs, Donald Trump getting elected president again, the lack of quality education opportunities, cut the social safety net like Social Security, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, or rising crime and violence. Which one?
Donald Trump being elected again.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Okay, we're almost finished with the survey. Thank you so much for staying with me, okay? Now, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yes.
And would that be a lot, some, or just a little?
I've heard really a lot.
A lot, okay. Now, and what was you seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Less favorable.
and are we somewhat unfavorable or much more unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
And somewhat or much more?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you. Now, I want to read you some other things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. The first one, Joe Biden has provided rental assistance to over 10 million people to help keep them in their homes. Do you think that's very important to you? Somewhat important, not very important, or not at all?
Somewhat important.
Thank you so much. The next one, Joe Biden had cut black unemployment to under 5%, the lowest ever in record history. Do you think that's very important to you? Somewhat important, not very important, or not at all?
Very important.
Thank you. Joe Biden established Juneteenth as a federal holiday to commemorate the end of slavery. Do you think that's very important to you? Somewhat important, not very important, or not at all?
Very important.
And the last one, Joe Biden made the largest investment in repairing our nation's bridges and roads in over 50 years, helping to improve transportation for both businesses and everyday Americans, expanding broadband to low-income communities, creating more jobs, and making America more competitive. Is that very important to you? Somewhat important, not very important, or not at all?
Very important.
Very important. Thank you so much, ma'am. Now that we've discussed some of the accomplishment of the last 2 years of Joe Biden, I would like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Somewhat.
Somewhat approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Disapprove, okay. Now, I'm going to reuse some reasons that others have given for why it is important to vote in 2024. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is a very convincing reason to vote, 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not all convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential election. You can use any numbers between 0 and 10, okay? First one is, when we come together, our vote has power. Sometimes it isn't always clear how voting helps us. But when Joe Biden put the first African-American woman, Ketanji Brown Jackson, on the Supreme Court, it's because of your vote. Your vote did that. When Democrats established Juneteenth as a federal holiday in 2021, your vote did that too. Your vote led to a $6 billion new investment into historical black colleges and the banning of chokeholds by federal agents. Your vote has tremendous power. You have the power to bring back about change and protect your community. So your vote can do that too. Now, how will you scale that from 0 to 10?
10.
10, thank you. And the last one, MAGA Republicans are focused on rolling back our rights and controlling our bodies. They appointed judges to overturn Roe versus Wade, pushing a national ban on abortion, and even trying to ban things like Plan B and limit access to birth control. This is an attack on women's health, but it's also an assault on our freedoms to make choices for ourselves and control our bodies. We need to vote to ensure we can determine our future, our own future. How will you scale that from 0 to 10?
A 7.
A 7. Thank you so much. Okay. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers between 0 and 10.
10.
A 10. Thank you so much, ma'am. Now, and what stood out to you the most from the arguments that you just heard on your own words? I will have to type this in. What really stood out for you on everything that you heard in the survey?
Right to vote, really.
Right to vote. A little bit more about that?
I think we should be able to vote for what we believe in.
And we should be able to vote on what we believe in, right?
Right.
Okay. Let's go ahead and... Okay. Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. For each, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you in that way. How about radio ads? Somebody contacted you by radio ads? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Mailers. Have anybody contacted you through mail?
Yes.
Okay. What about door knocks?
No.
No? Okay. No. Some conveying neighborhood?
No.
No. TV ads?
I'm not sure about that.
Okay. And what about text messages?
No.
Social media, internet ads?
No.
Okay. And the last one, phone calls?
Yes.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Now, switching gear a little bit, the last few questions, just for statistical purpose only, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
High school, okay. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Widow.
Thank you. Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
No? Okay, thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Would that be very liberal or just somewhat liberal?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say that you nearly all, more half, about half, less than half, or hardly any of your neighbors are white?
Not half.
Not half, okay. About half.
No.
Okay. Now, how would you describe the area where you live in? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Urban, okay. Now, were one of your, more of your grandparents born outside the United States, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Were one more of your parents born outside of the United States, yes or no?
No.
How about you? Were you born outside of the United States, yes or no?
No. No.
Okay. That was the last question of my survey tonight. I want to thank you so much for helping me out. I know your time is very valuable, ma'am, and you did a great time answering all these questions. I hope you have a blessed night tonight, ma'am.
Thank you, you too.
Bye-bye.